Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. I'm so glad that you've tuned into our program this morning. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting today, Thursday. And just have been, I don't want to use the word excited, highly informed with our guest this week since Monday, Eric Nordquist. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, and he's been with us almost two decades talking about an adult topic, pornography and sex addiction. Welcome back, Eric.
Good to be here, Chris. Looking forward to another day.
You know, I've been informed, and I know that our listeners have as well. I want to just take a minute. If there are little ears in the room, in the car, if they're teenagers within hearing, please encourage them to do something else in another part of the house, simply because this really is an adult topic. Mm-hmm. And we opened up Monday, Eric, with really defining what a sex addict is. And you touched yesterday on something I think bears repeating, and that is basically the core beliefs of a sex addict.
Right. Yep. We talked about four core beliefs. One of them is, if somebody really knew me, they wouldn't love me. I'm basically a bad, unworthy person. My needs are never going to be met if I have to depend on others, so I have to meet them myself. And then lastly, sex is my most important need.
And you know, I know that there's a lot of beliefs that are going to spring off of these four. But those first three is really, it sounds to me like it's more about real issues with our self-esteem.
Very
how we
so.
View ourselves, mm-hmm. and as well as the sense that we have to stay in control of everything. We certainly cannot let our guard down and become transparent or intimate
right.
with another person.
Yes.
You mentioned a lot of times sex addicts are abused children.
Yes.
There are also children that started very young looking at pornography.
Right.
With these core beliefs, is there like a cycle of thinking and behavior that seems to build?
Yes, very much so. We talked about, want to make the distinction too, between people that look at pornography are not necessarily sex addicts. In fact, a small percentage of those will become addicts. But virtually all sex addicts started out with some type of pornography or perhaps abuse as a child. So we talked about the addictive system. We mentioned yesterday that family with rigid boundaries, with low intimacy in them, parents are disengaged, that those kids are much more likely to become, to have an addiction, whether it's sex or chemicals. But so there's that belief system that's closed. People don't learn that we go to other people for comfort. So they pick up a substance or act that replaces that need, where they become very much dependent on something because it always works. People are unpredictable. Chemicals and behavior are very predictable. If you do a certain thing, you get a certain outcome. It's like a math equation. A plus B equals C. So there is that underlying belief system where they feel like they're bad, unlovable people. And out of that comes this distorted thinking pattern of, I need something besides someone to make me feel better. So there's, to numb those painful feelings, there's a behavior or chemicals that are used to improve their mood. So from there, you actually go into what we call the addiction cycle. This is where the actual acting out happens. So let's take it from the point that someone's having a bad day, in a bad mood, and now they've decided they want to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the cycle of how the behavior usually goes. they become preoccupied with the activity. So sex addicts oftentimes start thinking about a past encounter or how good it might feel to meet up with someone or how they felt better after seeing a pornographic image. So they will start to sort of ruminate and fantasize about that again. And from that, they sort of pull back from the reality of what could happen as a result. We call it distance strategies. They pull themselves back. They almost act like a different person. This is what we talk about, the phenomenon of splitting. A good church-going person, maybe an elder in the church, would never look at pornography, would never go to an adult bookstore or look up a call girl online. But somehow, as humans, we have the ability to sort of split off who we are in public from who we are in private. And that person that would not outwardly ever think of such things now suddenly goes into their addictive mindset, thinks about their past encounters, thinks about the pleasure of what it could be. They sort of put the possible consequences on the back burner, and they actually decide they're going to act out and do something.
Do you know, I know that we're going to pick up after our break, but that what you just shared is really amazing to me as we look at how we categorize our behaviors.
Right.
And we have these boxes that we can say, okay, this is my day behavior, but this is my closet or my behavior that I don't want anybody to know about.
Right.
And we can split that, as you call that, in order so that we can control it.
Right.
All right, let's hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Eric before our break. That addictive system, so when we distance or split off and participate in these behaviors that are not anything like what we may do in our public world.
Our public lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we kind of have this phenomenon, and you know from marriage counseling that males are very good at putting things in a box. So men, much more than women, can sort of compartmentalize their thoughts and their behaviors. So someone that's a God-fearing, good Christian person can sort of put this sexual behavior that they sometimes do that's not godly, that they would never want anyone to know about, in a box. And they kind of get into, we'll call it their addict box. So once they kind of put it in their box, then they actually decide and act out, actually do some type of masturbation or sexual encounter with someone. So that's the actual act. So we have a preoccupation with the act, temptation, we could say it's temptation. We distance ourselves from our public self, and then we actually perform a sexually compulsive behavior. Afterwards, there's guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
So we've acted out, and now we're kind of our public self. The big picture comes back to us. We've been tempted. We fall into that, and now we feel very guilty. So this is where this actually drives these beliefs we talked about. So I'm this bad person. I'm not a good Christian. So, you know, I must be really a bad, unworthy person. And that feeling starts to cycle all over again. Since I'm such a worm, mm-hmm. why not just go ahead and do this again?
Mm. And so that's where it continues versus repentance.
Right.
You know, I was sitting and listening to you, and you know who came to mind was King David, a man after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, you know, of course, is the story of Bathsheba.
Yeah.
That isn't a made-up story.
It's probably a great example of this.
Great example of compartmentalizing.
Mm-hmm.
And then taking her and then being done. But when he was confronted mm-hmm. by Nathan, he confessed
mm-hmm.
and moved forward, we are led to believe,
right.
and repented in Psalms 51, you know, against mm-hmm. you only have I sinned.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying with this addiction driving us, and it's done in secret, and there is no exposure.
Right.
They're really the chances of that individual confessing and overcoming mm-hmm. without exposure, without facing it, without
right.
even in a counselor's office.
Yeah, camaraderie, mm-hmm. confession, right?
Yeah, confession. They are really setting themselves up continually for a downward spiral.
That's right. You mentioned it very much thrives in secrecy, and that's very much true. One of the main treatments for addictive behavior is not only counseling, but then going into a group, the Celebrate Recovery group, for example. There are multiple groups in the Detroit area, and a lot of my addicts, if they will go, it's really an important part of them getting better because they see that they're not alone. They can confess every week in their group how they did that week, and they can be open and transparent. Mm-hmm. The secret's out in the open. They talked about what happened. And they see that people can be helpful to them, that people care, that people will pray, that people will encourage them. So it kind of breaks out of that secrecy and silence.
And then it would not feed into those 3 points
right.
of self-condemnation, of I'm not worthy,
mm-hmm.
because they become really, in a sense, empowered by the encouragement and prayers of others
right.
that they can get past this.
Right. Right. And, you know, the old saying is confession is good for the soul, right? If you look at some of the denominations such as Catholicism, Lutheran, it's very much every service you go through the confession. Confess your sins and the pastor, priest pronounces forgiveness upon
mm-hmm.
you.
When confession doesn't take place, when the despair continues, and I'm just curious, does the individual ever become so hardcore that they don't even feel any more despair or depression and their conscience has been seared?
Absolutely. That can be a continual consequence of continued pornography use or continued acting out behavior. After a while, you can just kind of numb your conscience to it. You don't feel that despair, and that's actually a scary thing because when you stop feeling guilty about something, that's a red light. That feedback loop that God's put in us doesn't work anymore.
And I want to encourage our listeners, tomorrow I'm hoping we can talk about that downward spiral.
Yes.
Because in my limited reading, and of course you'll be able to really bring clarity to it, that sex addiction continues to just get worse and worse, that the risks become higher and higher.
Right.
When there is not intervention, when there is not the recognizing what's going on,
mm-hmm.
Until ultimately some really bad stuff happens.
There's some major consequence, the rock bottom experience we talk about of addiction, when someone decides they need to recover because it's gone too far.
Yeah. So we want to prevent that.
Right.
I want to encourage our listeners to visit our webpage at perspectivesoftroy.com. Call our office. Even now, the lines are open. We can certainly talk with you, answer your questions, even suggest a therapist should you struggle in this area. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to it.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-2400. 268-6712.